Check in with Joe Fisher now, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores, who I'm sure will be dressed in all black for tonight's Metallica show.
As an honor, of course.
Right. Did you get the giggles when Ingram had to be down there when it opened up in the second quarter?
He makes little comments, every once in a while off air that we can hear about.
You guys dry up there, Joe? You need anything? Some cocoa?
We commented about how it was nice and dry up in this new press box area we were in, but he hung in there. He's a trooper.
Yeah, except for the air conditioning vent that was dripping on the equipment.
Yeah, there were some issues, that's for sure. It was an interesting night. It was I think kind of the game we expected, a hard fought, very physical, probably going to be a low scoring game. And really the game kind of turned the interception that ended the drive. On the pass that bounced in and out of Alex Washington's hands and into the hands of an LSU defensive back. And that sort of changed everything, because at that point, Vanderbilt's knocking on the door, tying the game up. And if that had happened in the fourth quarter, who knows. But, it was really admirable. As many injuries as we had in that game, to have those backups come in and play admirably, I thought it was a pretty nice performance.
And people should understand that that Bruce Fowler had to, had D-backs playing linebacker. I mean, he was really putting it together with baling wire and chewing gum. But just a couple of hits in that game, Joe, and just sort of a message that Vanderbilt is sending with its defense. Bruce might play sort of that soft coverage, the bend but don't break philosophy, but the hit by Chris Marv on Murphy was unbelievable, and Myron Lewis laying out Russell Shepard looked pretty impressive too.
Oh, I think they had their share of licks for the night. That's for sure. And Marv's lick came. Murphy made a great move to get over Myron. Myron dove for his legs, and he got over the top of Myron. But before he hit the ground, Marv hit him. And
that was a bug hitting a windshield.
It was an unbelievable hit, and he was very slow to get up after that. So no, it was a very physical game, but I think Vanderbilt gave as much as they got. And so, unfortunately, now we're going to have to deal with the injury situation. I really feel bad for James Williams, who had played so well, earning that starting spot at right tackle and breaking his ankle in the game. So now the battle will go to see who gets that position, whether it's Riley Lauer or Kyle Fisher or Caleb Welchins, who actually played, I thought, pretty well coming in as a redshirt freshman there. The other really significant injury is Ryan Hamilton. And I don't know the extent of it yet. They were going to evaluate it late yesterday. Upper chest, up around the shoulder, could be related to a muscle. So we'll have to just kind of wait and see what they said. But it was kind of a walking wounded there for a while. But they fought all the way through, and I think actually gave a very good accounting of themselves.
And we saw Patrick Benoit banged up some through the game too.
Well, it went out for the first half, and they held him out for the rest of the half, and they said, we'll see if he can get back in. And, I think one of the first tackles Patrick made in the game, you and I, Kevin, saw him get up and start stretching his right arm as if he'd hurt his arm or his shoulder. He came out in the second quarter, I guess, didn't play anymore in the first half, but played almost every snap in the second half.
So, Joe, now to go forward, you play Mississippi State this week, and if Vanderbilt, you don't want to say it's a must-win game, but it kind of is a must-win game. When you look down the road and you hope you can come up with the necessary wins to get back to another bowl.
Yeah, if you're going to have that kind of season, this is a game you need to win. And State is going to come in. They had a tough performance against Auburn, gave up I think about 589 yards of total offense, and a lot of that was on the ground. And I think one of the bright spots in that game for Vanderbilt was Zach Stacy did not disappoint. Zach Stacy 20 carries. And 89 yards, and I think he made a nice statement that he's here for a while. This is a guy that can play at this level, and so he's a guy that they'll look to give him the ball a lot on Saturday.
Hey, Joe, thanks a lot. We'll speak with you again tomorrow.
See you guys.